because we're going to speak with Dean Towers, who played in last night's game here at the MCG with the Swans tallying up the Demons by 35 points. And let's be honest, boys, if they'd kicked straight, it should have been 10 or 12 goals. But he is one of many Swans today that's going to Canberra to watch his good mate Alex Johnson play. He's playing his first game since the 2012 Grand Final after 5 knee reconstruction, 12 operations. Dean Towers, welcome to AFL Nation. Thank you for your time. It's a great day for one of your mates today.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, it is. It's just on quarter time at the minute. He's had a few touches and a few tackles, and he looks pretty strong.
Moving okay?
Yeah, he's moving fine. He's obviously blown up a bit. First game back in 5 years. But yeah, he'll get his second win soon, I'm sure.
And how many of the guys have gone up to have a look at him today?
I think there's a group of about 8 of us, and then a lot of the guys that are injured travelled up this morning as well, and they're helping on the bench as well.
It's a fantastic story, and he's been around the club all that time. It must provide a bit of inspiration for the rest of you, and it also must show you that you've got to appreciate what you've got and enjoy the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As you know, everybody gets an injury from time to time or can't do training and end up in, we call it the dungeon, where all the bikes are and the cardio equipment. And AJ's there doing his rehab, and everyone's built a individual relationship with him via that way, doing their rehab stuff. And yeah, he pushes them as hard as he can, and you definitely get the best out of yourself when you're doing anything with AJ.
All right, so let's move on to last night, Dean. You're with Glenn McFarlane from the Herald Sun, Adam Cooney, Robert Walls. Fire away, gents. Who wants to go first?
Dean, Glenn McFarlane here. Well done on last night, mate. Just on Callum Mills, he's a tough kid. We know that already. What's his mindset today, and how did he respond to that on the way back? And do you expect him to play next week?
Yeah, well, obviously he's probably disappointed having missed the whole game pretty much. He didn't get much time on. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he'd be looking forward to next week and happy that we were able to get the win and it didn't end up costing us too bad. But he'll have to do a few tests throughout the week and tick off some training and then I'm sure he'll be right to get going. He seemed pretty okay after the game.
One of your teammates, Tom Papley, called it a dog's act. Is that the way you describe it as well?
You definitely don't want to see that sort of stuff in any level on the football field, that's for sure.
It looked like there was a fair bit of feeling in it post-game as well, Dean. Did you shake hands with Tommy Bug at the end of the game? Because not many Sydney players did.
I was just wrapped with the win. I can't even remember if I shook hands with you or not. I got around most of the guys, but it's a bit of a blur at the end there.
Dean, Rob Walls here. The team's won 7 of the last 8 after the awful start to the season and playing some really good football. What do you put it down to?
Yeah, it's been a long way back. It's are we 7-7 now? We're even. Which has been great. But I think, yeah, just getting back to the basics and what we do well, which is restricting the opposition. And the games we've won, we've been able to do that. And to a consistent four-quarter efforts and stuff like that. So, it's seriously just been that. And everybody playing their part, no passengers.
Oh, look, no doubt about that. I just love watching Sydney play because you're right. Everybody does their bit. That you play for each other, you support each other. I thought Kieran Jack probably played his best game of the season, which was good to see. You went in with one ruckman, and Big Naismith's been fantastic for you. He rucked all night. Jared McVeigh came back in. I thought that was a real positive. Tell us about Alia. Like, how close is he to getting a game? Because I know Malikan's come in and has played some really good football, but what I saw of Alia last year was exciting.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing. Like, if you look at the start of the year, and we were losing games and in the twos, you know, guys weren't playing that great either, but we were still getting wins, but weren't playing that great. And you were thinking, geez, like, where's our depth gone? What's happening? But now, if you have a look, and we've got guys playing really well in the ones, and the twos are playing really well every week. And like you said, there's guys' names that are like, geez, how's he not getting a game? But There's other guys performing consistently well and doing all they can to stay in the team. So I've got no doubt that Alir will make his way back in the side eventually, but at whose expense, I'm not sure.
Dean, we all know the start of the season, 0-6, and then 7 out of the last 8 games winning streak. You've done a power of work to get back to where you are. Can you sustain that effort for the back half of the season and then leading into finals if you do sneak into the 8?
Yeah, that's the thing, eh? Like, we have been playing well, and it's great that we've been winning so much, but that's the thing. You look to next week and you're like, well, you have to win again, otherwise we'll be out of the 8, definitely, and have to play catch-up again. So that's all we're doing right now. Just each week we have to come and make sure we perform to the level that we want to, and most of the time when we do that, the scoreboard sorts itself out.
Dean, at 0-8, just before you were able to get that goal just before quarter time, what was the feeling out there, that you'd blown it in that sense, or were you still confident that you'd had enough play that you could turn it around?
Yeah, no, it was a bit weird because looking at the score, we were like, geez, coughing ourselves right now. But when you had a look at the shots in comparison, we were like, well, we're all over them really. And it was pretty positive out there. Everyone was just saying, let's just make it count on the scoreboard next time, and we're all over them really.
Brilliant. So you're in Canberra for the rest of the day. Post game, do you go head down to Fishwick and stock up with some supplies?
Oh, I reckon so, if everything goes well.
Some fireworks.
I reckon so, yeah. I think there's a bus trip back to Canberra with all the boys on it, so it'll be good. A
couple of beers this afternoon.
Sorry, yeah.
Well, you're a Colac boy, Dean, and your friends down at 3CS are listening this afternoon, so any cheerio for your Colac friends down there?
yeah. I was actually, last night I caught up with one of the boys who works at the Colac Herald, and one of the guys I used to play with down at Otway District, so g'day to those guys again.
Well done, mate. Good stuff. Well played yourself, and the Swans. Well, they're in the 8 now. You keep on winning. That's where you'll stay, and you get that week off before the finals, which would be invaluable. So exciting times ahead. Thanks for talking to AFL Nation.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.